Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with y'all. When Harrison sent me the email asking me to come speak with you, I jumped at the chance. Cotton is in my blood. I grew up with a cotton farming family and a ginning family. I spent my summers on the front of a spot sprayer. I don't know if many of you remember those, but I had an older brother that would drive, and he would not slow down when he hit the water furrows. And we would have quite a time hanging on there. So anyway, it's a pleasure to be with you today. I'm from Staple Cotton in Greenwood, Mississippi. One of the things that Jeff and I discussed before we started today, we're going to keep this brief so that we can have some time afterwards to have some Q&A time, because I really think that sharing that information is going to be the most valuable use of our time today. And with Chuck here and Jeff and myself and all the other experts on the panel, we look forward to sharing some of that with you. You know, when we look at what's out there today, and you've seen the charts and they've showed y'all, it's just, to me, amazing how far we've come in terms of the quality we're producing in just 10 years. If you look at those charts, 10 years ago, the average staple length was a 108 in the Memphis Eastern region. This year, we're going to average a 116. So, you know, I have to congratulate our growers, our seed breeders, and all the people involved in making that major transformation. But when you make this kind of transformation, you also up the ante a little bit in terms of we've got to get it all there. And that's the whole point of this that we're getting at. We're getting there, but Jeff's going to speak more to this. But when we get into some of these qualities, we really got to have the other characteristics to go with it. We were talking about offering some feedback to you all on what we get, and I'm going to speak about three things. And not spend a lot of time on it, but just enough to where you can kind of start thinking about these things as we get into our conversation later in the day. So let me go here. We'll start out by short fiber. If you were to go and ask Jeff and I, what are three things that we hear back from? Obviously, short fiber content is going to be one of them. Chuck has shared the data. Vicky shared the data, a lot of data. Chris will probably share some data. You'll see that. But a couple other things that we will talk about is, and I don't want to spend much time on this because we're going to talk about this tomorrow, but contamination is the other. Yeah, if there are three things that I would, talk about to you when I offer feedback, what are we hearing complaints about? It's going to be short fiber content, and it's going to be contamination. And as Robbie pointed out, I think we're at 4,350 bales today on contamination we've classed across the country. And really, the 4,350 bales that we've classed is not the problem. It's the plastic that we hadn't classed. Okay? We're sampling 1 pound out of a 500-pound bale, and it gets shipped halfway across the world or to Chuck's plant, and that's the problem. So we know that we're making progress on this. I appreciate the leadership of some people like Kent Fountain and some other people in this room to try to help us educate our people better and really make some improvements there. But I'm telling you guys, and it's not, I don't want to spend too much time, it's not that bale to where it comes from, okay? And I'm going to say this about all the bales. They don't look at it and say, that gin's got contamination. They say the U.S. has got contamination. Okay? So if we're all not doing it, we all are doing it, if you know what I mean. One thing I want to talk about, too, that we didn't really, it's probably not on a lot of people's list, but we talked about wet cotton last year, and I know it was a challenging year. I know that a lot of gins, had farmers that come in bringing wet cotton. I've been in the cotton business, been trading cotton for 30 years. I never remember anything close to what we've seen this year in terms of damaged bales. And I'm going to run through this real quickly just to give you some idea of what we're looking at. These are just some examples to get your head around. And you can imagine the look on some people's face when they open up a bale at their textile mill that they've already paid for. They already opened a letter of credit. And this shows up. This gives you something to think about. And just would urge you all to be be mindful of this. Do your best. You know, the wet cotton, you may be pushing the problem down the road, but it's a big problem we're pushing down the road, because once it gets overseas, we're stuck with it, and not much we can do with it. But that really sums up my brief commentary, and again, what we all hope is we'll have some time afterward where we can share some information together. I thank you all very much. Appreciate it.